across Victoria. This is Drive. Call now 13 13 32 or Melbourne 96900 693.
22 to 4. So the law of unintended consequences applies here. A week ago, there were pictures of counterfeit Penfolds wine appearing in China's bottle shops. So because there's this this trade war going on between our two countries, you can't get the real thing there. Enterprising Chinese winemakers are copying it, counterfeiting it, and sticking it in bottle shops and hoping that people won't notice the difference. The same thing is apparently now happening with fruits. According to our sources, fruit like kiwi fruit grown in China is being sold as either Australian or New Zealand grown. The same thing is true for citrus fruits, apples and cherries as well. Our next guest is Vice President of Licensing at Sunworld Grapes and Stone Fruit, Garth Swinburne. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, is this a new thing for Chinese fruit growers to try and pretend that their produce is actually maybe Australian or kiwi?
Well, it's not new, but it's relatively new in the fact that we are sending more products into China and more there are more instances where perhaps the products are being seen to be superior to the sorts of varieties they grow in China, and so there's a temptation for them to do some illegal things sometimes.
Now, would the Chinese consumer be fooled by this? I mean, would they buy some cherries that are actually grown in China and think that they're the same as the ones from Australia?
Well, it's often fairly hard for consumers to have insights into where things come from. They rely on labels and they rely on what they read on the packaging. And so I guess most consumers, are buying them under those circumstances.
And is this a function of the trade war? I mean, is Australian fruit having tariffs put on it that make it prohibitively expensive over in China?
No, I don't think so. I think this relates to the move globally towards superior bred fruit varieties that are higher yielding and achieve higher prices in the markets because of their superior eating qualities and shelf life, etc. And they are largely protected and limited to certain growers globally. And so when you limit something and people can't get hold of it freely, they tend to find ways of either illegally acquiring fruit or plants, and if they can't do that, they sometimes illegally alter their packaging to show a different trademark or brand.
But I mean, for example, when it comes to, say, infant formula, like almost a decade ago, there were quite a number of tragic infant deaths because of some poison formula that came from a Chinese supplier. And ever since then, you know, consumers in China have put a massive premium on Australian source formula. Is the same true with fruit if they know that something is grown in Australia, they'll pay more for it than they would for the local variety?
Well, Australia's got a very good reputation, but I don't think you could make that claim. I think it's more about the access to the superior varieties that is largely limited.
And can I assume that the Chinese government won't do much to stop this sort of counterfeiting activity?
Well, I don't know, but you hear rhetoric coming out of the country that President Xi Jinping wants to put a stop to corrupt behaviour, etc. But it's a big country. It's made up of many provinces with their own sort of state and government, provincial governments, and it's a pretty big ship to turn around. But I think that probably the intention is there.
All right, thank you so much for your time, Garth Swinburne, Vice President of Licensing at Sunworld Grapes and Stone Fruit.